Welcome to Cleveland Municipal Stadium in Cleveland, for the game between the Kansas City Athletics and the Cleveland Indians. Here are the starting lineups. For the Kansas City Athletics. Batting in the leadoff spot. The shortstop, Bert Campaneris. Batting second. The left fielder, Reggie Jackson. Batting third. The first baseman, Ramon Webster. Batting fourth. The center fielder, Rick Munday. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Jim Gosger. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Danny Cater. Batting seventh. The second baseman, John Donaldson. Batting eighth. The catcher, Phil Roof. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Chuck Dobson. Pitching for the Kansas City Athletics, Chuck Dobson. For the Cleveland Indians. Batting in the leadoff spot. The right fielder, Lee May. Batting second. The center fielder, Chuck Hinton. Batting third. The left fielder, Leon Wagner. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Fred Whitfield. Batting fifth. The third baseman, Max Alvis. Batting sixth. The catcher, Duke Sims. Batting seventh. The second baseman, Pedro Gonzalez. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Larry Brown. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Steve Hargan. Pitching for the Cleveland Indians, Steve Hargan. And now, play ball. Bert Campaneris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Campaneris strikes out. One out. Reggie Jackson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jackson hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gonzalez scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Ramon Webster is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Webster hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Hinton. Webster reaches second base with a double. Rick Munday is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Munday strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Athletics nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Lee May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May hits a fly ball into right field. Gosger settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Chuck Hinton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hinton hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Leon Wagner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wagner hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A two-run home run. It's 2-0, Indians. Fred Whitfield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whitfield hits a ball on the ground towards first. The ball bounces off Webster, and towards Donaldson, who fields it and throws to first, with the pitcher covering, for the out. Two outs. Max Alvis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alvis strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Indians 2, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Jim Gosger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gosger hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Gonzalez settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Danny Cater is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cater hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Whitfield settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. John Donaldson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Donaldson hits a fly ball into left field. Wagner settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Indians 2, and the Athletics nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Duke Sims is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sims takes first base on ball four. Pedro Gonzalez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gonzalez bunts towards third. Cater fields it and throws to first for the out. Sims moves to second. One out. Larry Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown strikes out. Two outs. Steve Hargan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hargan takes first base on ball four. Lee May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Sims moves to third. Hargan moves to second. Lee May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May is 0 for 1 in the game. May strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Indians 2, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Phil Roof is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Roof hits a pop-up towards first. Whitfield settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Chuck Dobson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dobson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Brown scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Bert Campaneris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Campaneris is 0 for 1 in the game. Campaneris hits a pop-up towards third. Alvis settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Indians 2, and the Athletics nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Chuck Hinton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hinton is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Hinton strikes out. One out. Leon Wagner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wagner is 1 for 1 in the game, with a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Wagner hits a ball on the ground towards short. Campaneris scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Fred Whitfield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whitfield is 0 for 1 in the game. Whitfield strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Indians 2, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Reggie Jackson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jackson is 0 for 1 in the game. Jackson hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Ramon Webster is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Webster is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. Webster takes first base on ball 4. Jackson moves to second. Rick Monday is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Monday is 0 for 1 in the game. Monday hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Jackson scores. Webster moves to third. Monday moves to second. It's 2-1, Indians. Jim Gosger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gosger is 0 for 1 in the game. Gosger is walked intentionally. Danny Cater is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cater is 0 for 1 in the game. Cater hits a fly ball into left field. Wagner settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Webster tags and scores. Monday tags and moves to third. One out. It's Athletics, 2, Indians, 2. John Donaldson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Donaldson is 0 for 1 in the game. Donaldson hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gonzalez fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Athletics 2, and the Indians 2. The Indians will come to bat. Max Alvis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alvis is 0 for 1 in the game. Alvis hits a fly ball into center field. Monday settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Duke Sims is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sims is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Sims strikes out. Two outs. Pedro Gonzalez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gonzalez is 0-for-0 in the game. Gonzalez hits a fly ball into left field. Jackson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Athletics 2, and the Indians 2. The Athletics will come to bat. Phil Roof is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Roof is 0-for-1 in the game. Roof hits a ball on the ground towards third. Alves fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Chuck Dobson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dobson is 0-for-1 in the game. Dobson strikes out. Two outs. Bert Campaneris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Campaneris is 0-for-2 in the game. Campaneris hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Gonzalez settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Athletics 2, and the Indians 2. The Indians will come to bat. Larry Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown is 0-for-1 in the game. Brown hits a ball on the ground towards short. Campaneris scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Steve Hargan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hargan is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Hargan hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Donaldson settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Lee May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May is 0-for-2 in the game. May hits a ball on the ground towards first. Webster scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats May for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Athletics 2, and the Indians 2. The Athletics will come to bat. Reggie Jackson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jackson is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Jackson strikes out. One out. Ramon Webster is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Webster is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double and a walk. Webster hits a fly ball into right field. May settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Rick Munday is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Munday is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Munday hits a ball on the ground towards short. Brown scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Athletics 2, and the Indians 2. The Indians will come to bat. Chuck Hinton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hinton is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Hinton hits a fly ball into right field. Gosger settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Leon Wagner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wagner is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run. He's got two RBIs. Wagner hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Donaldson scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Fred Whitfield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whitfield is 0-for-2 in the game. Whitfield hits a ball on the ground towards first. Webster scoops it up and throws to first, with Dobson covering, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Athletics 2, and the Indians 2. The Athletics will come to bat. Jim Gosger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gosger is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Gosger strikes out. One out. Danny Cater is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cater is 0-for-1 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Cater hits a ball on the ground towards short. Brown scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. John Donaldson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Donaldson is 0-for-2 in the game. Donaldson hits a fly ball into left field. Wagner settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Athletics 2, and the Indians 2. The Indians will come to bat. Max Alvis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alvis is 0 for 2 in the game. Alvis hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Jackson. Alvis reaches second base with a double. Duke Sims is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sims is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Sims hits a ball on the ground towards short. Campanera scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Pedro Gonzalez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gonzalez is 0 for 1 in the game. Gonzalez takes first base on ball 4. Larry Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown is 0 for 2 in the game. Brown hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Alvis moves to third. Gonzalez moves to second. Steve Hargan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hargan is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Hargan strikes out. Two outs. Lee May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May is 0 for 3 in the game. May hits a ball on the ground towards shortstop. Campaneras fields it and races to the second base bag for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Athletics 2, and the Indians 2. The Athletics will come to bat. Phil Roof is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Roof is 0 for 2 in the game. Roof strikes out. One out. Chuck Dobson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dobson is 0 for 2 in the game. Dobson strikes out. Two outs. Bert Campaneras is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Campaneras is 0 for 3 in the game. Campaneras hits a fly ball into right field. May settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Athletics 2, and the Indians 2. The Indians will come to bat. Chuck Hinton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hinton is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Hinton hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Gosger. Hinton reaches second base with a double. Leon Wagner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wagner is 1 for 3 in the game, with a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Wagner hits a fly ball into right field. Gosger settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Fred Whitfield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whitfield is 0 for 3 in the game. Whitfield hits a fly ball into center field. Monday settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Max Alvis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alvis is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. Alvis hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Donaldson settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Athletics 2, and the Indians 2. The Athletics will come to bat. Reggie Jackson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jackson is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Jackson hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Ramon Webster is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Webster is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double and a walk. Webster hits a ball on the ground towards first. Whitfield fields it, throws to second for 1, and back over to first, double play. Two outs. Rick Monday is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Monday is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Monday strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Athletics 2, and the Indians 2. The Indians will come to bat. Duke Sims is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sims is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk, Sims hits a fly ball into right field. Gosger settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Pedro Gonzalez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gonzalez is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk, Gonzalez hits a ball on the ground towards short. Campanera scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Larry Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Brown takes first base on ball 4. Steve Hargan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hargan is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk, Hargan hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A 2-run home run. The game is over. The final score, Cleveland Indians, 4, and Kansas City Athletics, 2. Goodbye from Cleveland Municipal Stadium in Cleveland.